Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and hopefully you will feel better for it. I'm Lisa Berry. I'm here to share some love and laughter and perspective because, to me, it really all goes down to perspective. Life is how you look at it. It's how you choose to feel and how you choose to react. And I know that may sound challenging, but I've been there, done that. Did not have a great childhood. Every day I find can be a challenge, but I try to breathe and stay calm and be in the moment and choose to be happy and choose to see the best. I really believe that happiness comes from within and is a choice. Every day is a miracle. We're really all miracles. I used to say, oh, babies are miracles. But we're all miracles. I'm a miracle. I'm pretty sure I wasn't planned. And I would start to meditate. And Deepak Chopra would say, focus on the unconditional love you received as a baby. And I thought, I don't think I did necessarily. So that makes me even more of a miracle, right? We're all miracles. And it's a miracle we woke up this morning. And we're still here. And we're still powering through as positive as possible. One of the speeches I like to give and available to speak to your group or organization. I try to look at life in a lighthearted, loving way. I believe that we can really make a difference in this time on the planet. I've had a couple of situations lately where something goes suddenly wrong. It doesn't work out the way I expected. And I'm surprisingly happily calm in response. I think this comes from my perspective. It comes from meditating. It comes from being in the moment. And the more you work on yourself, the more you realize that, the more you calm yourself when these situations arise, you will be maybe surprised yourself at how well you can respond to it. You know, it's just like you got to learn a lot, let a lot of stuff go. You can get mad, you can get angry, but I feel like none of us knows how long we have, and I don't want to waste my days in angst and anger. I want to be happy. I want to have fun. I want to talk to you. I want to reach out and touch your heart and touch your life. And if you want to call me, 646-378-0378 is the number. Love to connect with people. That's why I do this show. I've been a commercial radio broadcaster in the Detroit area for many years. That business is changing. Everything is changing. I mean, you could be listening to me right now in the bathroom, on your cell phone, on an iPad, on your PC. That is the best part. Well, one of the many great parts of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You can listen anywhere, anytime. That is the future of radio. That is the future of communication. That is the future of connecting. Of course, I would like to connect with you in person, but I'm here now, and I appreciate you listening, and let's just sit back and relax and take a moment to be in this moment. I don't look for what's wrong, because plenty of bad stuff is going to happen on its own, so I look for right, and I expect and anticipate and envision the best. Every morning I wake up, honest to goodness, and maybe partially because I'm wired this way or partially because I've been working on it, and I think something exciting is going to happen today. I can feel it, and then I feel it. We've talked to a lot of different experts on this show, today's inspiration, and they talk about envisioning, meditating, taking a moment just to picture yourself in the situation you want to be in, and then feel what it feels like to be in that situation, and that will help it. It's not like magic. It's not like a trick. It's just realization and envisioning. I feel what it feels like to succeed, to get what I want. And the more I do that, the more I find the feeling is within me and helps me out in tough times that are inevitable in life. But of course, I would rather focus on love and laughter and make that a priority every day. We have a guest coming up in a few minutes to talk about something I've heard about, but we're going to find out more. And that's laugh yoga. That sounds interesting. It's out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we're going to talk to Diane Gledhill about laugh yoga in just a few minutes. But it was at this very time last week I had the huge privilege of talking to Harvard researcher and co-author of the book Superbrain with Deepak Chopra. My guest was Dr. Rudy Tanzi. It was a big deal that he agreed to come on the show with me, and I'm so grateful. We talked about a lot about how it is to use your brain rather than it using you, which really takes a minute to think about it. They're all about, Superbrain is about using your brain instead of it using you. To me, that means if you're in the middle of something you don't like or you're reacting or feeling a way you know is not benefiting you, And take a minute, step out of your brain, step back and look at the situation and feel what you want to feel. Rudy was the, I guess I should say Dr. Tanzi, has a six-year-old daughter, and he was talking about he even does that with her. If she starts to get mad or react, and he'll say to his six-year-old, are you using your brain or is your brain using you? You want to be in charge. You want to be in charge of how you feel and how you react and what's happening in your life. And so step out of yourself for a minute and don't let your brain tell you to get stressed or angry. Get a hold of yourself and your brain and feel better. Why not feel better every moment that we can? And this is a good technique for all sorts of situations. And one of my favorite things, Dr. Tanzi says, for dealing with stress and anxiety, it's all about being in this moment. He says, stop and tell yourself, I'm okay right now, and all we have is right now. And you can really tell yourself that. You can tell your brain that. And you can just give yourself, you think about the self-talk that's going on in your head. You think, oh, I look awful today. Oh, this is going to be so stressful. As soon as you state that, you make it so. So tell yourself, I'm okay right now, and all we have is right now. And, of course, maybe you're at work. You've got a big case to prepare, or you've got something coming up. Yeah, of course you want to work towards that and put some effort into it. I say it's all about effort. You know, the more effort you put into something, the better the results. But right now, don't waste your energy stressing about it. Be in this moment and tell yourself you're okay right now, and then plan and get ready for it. Dr. Tanzi also talked to us about, he's a big researcher at Harvard. He has actually discovered several Alzheimer's genes. He's big into Alzheimer's. Then he met Deepak Chopra, and they wrote this book together, Superbrain, and they're actually working on another book about epigenetics, and that's about changing your genes. It's like when I go to the doctors and they say, what's your family health history? And I say, just write doomed, because, you know, it's all about genes and all the things that have gone on with my family. And so if you're going to live by your genes and eventually grow old and those genes are going to kick in, you may end up with certain situations or diseases. But they're talking about how you can talk to yourself and talk to your genes, and maybe that doesn't have to be the case. So Dr. Tanzi talked to us about anti-aging and using your brain for anti-aging. And this is really cool. I thought I would play this, what he said about using your brain for anti-aging right now.
It's really stress. I mean, when you're worrying about stuff and you're stressed out, you actually produce a chemical in your brain called cortisol that kills nerve cells. So, I mean, stress and worry can physically kill nerve cells in your brain, which can contribute to bad aging of the brain, you know, to unhealthy aging of the brain. So first and foremost, finding ways to not stress out and reminding yourself that you don't want your brain to use you, and that's the ultimate way the brain uses you is worry and stress. It's evolutionarily programmed for our survival, okay? This is probably number one. Of course, exercise, good diet, all of these are essential for healthy brain, healthy heart. But psychologically, don't stress out.
And that is Dr. Rudy Tanzi, our guest last week on Today's Inspiration. Of course, you can hear any of these interviews anytime you want, anywhere, right here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And the date of that interview was July 2nd. So if you want to go back and listen to it in its entirety, please feel free. Or email me, Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com. I can send you the link and hook you up, because it was a life changer. And I think people hear, I'm all about the heart. And we talked about that at the very beginning of the interview, about heart. I'm so intuitive. I'm so emotional. I feel everything. But really, he said the heart is programmed by the brain. And of course, being a brain researcher and a renowned researcher that he is, Dr. Tanzi thinks, you know, it's all about the brain, and the brain controls the heart. You know, the elbow is connected to the other bone. And that's what it's all about. And so Dr. Rudy Tanzi was my guest last week. He has a lot of useful information on how to control your feelings and your emotions. And you can hear that interview right here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And the date of the interview was July 2nd. And I think I'm going to be replaying it again for you, too, if you're listening live. But I highly recommend it. I'm trying to find his Twitter address, because you can follow him on Twitter, and he's actually put a link out to the view, which I'm so grateful for, because I was just ecstatic that he took the time. But I can't find the Twitter link, so you can just go to Twitter and search Dr. Rudy, Tanzi. You are listening to Today's Inspiration. I'm Lisa Barry. I'd love to connect with you. If you'd like to call, 646-378 1-800-273-0378. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest on to talk about laugh yoga. We get a little crazy and talk about laughter. You know, we all need to laugh and de-stress. And a lot of times it's easier said than done dealing with stress and anxiety. You can meditate, you can pray, you can do tapping. I'm hoping to have a guest on about tapping. If you know a good tapping expert or you know what I'm talking about, feel free to let me know because I'm looking for the right guest to share with you. But I came across an interesting article in Forbes recently that talked about how successful people feel calm. I'm always intrigued by people who seem to have it all together. Nothing rattles them. You know, it's tough to be president. It's tough to be a movie star. It's tough to be a news anchor. It's tough to be a doctor. It's tough to be a musician. I mean, there's all sorts of amazing skills and people doing amazing things out there. And how do they do it and not get nervous? How do they stay calm? Because it's really just about being yourself. It's really just about being in the moment. I had the opportunity to host a commercial radio show with a pretty big TV personality in the Detroit area, and I couldn't wait. I got to sit right next to him, and I thought, I'm going to finally see what it takes to be a big media personality. And you know what? He was just himself. It sounds simple, but it's the truth. He didn't come in. He didn't act a certain way. He didn't strive for anything. He was just himself. So that's why it's important to listen to the show and to listen to shows like this and to work on yourself, because you want to be the best you that you can be. So then you can go out in the world and do what you want to do and be happy and calm. And I've got a Lisa's Love Note coming up. There's something I've been working on at the end of the show about loving yourself. And that doesn't mean I'm first in traffic and I get the first biggest piece of cake. It means I love myself and I care about myself. And when everything else is going wrong and people are acting crazy around me, I can still be okay. And that's really what it's all about. So I found this article in Forbes. I got to give them a credit. Effective strategies that successful people employ when faced with stress. Don't we all want to be successful? Don't we all want to be happy and calm? So some of these may seem obvious, but you got to really recognize when you need to use them and have the wherewithal to do it in spite of your stress. So the number one thing is successful people employ when faced with stress. They appreciate what they have. Hello, gratitude. I talk about gratitude all the time. I wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night, and I think of all the things I'm grateful for. That really, it like changes your brain. It changes who you are and where you're coming from. And it could be the simple things. And every day I find new things, from as simple as having a house to live in and health insurance, which I don't take for granted. A lot of people don't have either one of those things. In fact, I dropped my son off at work at the local grocery store the other day, and there was a family of a man and a woman and four kids standing there with a sign asking for money in what you would consider a neighborhood that everybody seems to be taken care of. And I was kind of shocked to see it. So I don't take anything for granted. So it also improves your mood to have gratitude. It reduces the stress hormone cortisol by 23%. A lot of research on that today. So appreciate what you have. Have some gratitude. A lot of things successful people do to avoid stress, they avoid asking what if. What if statements throw fuel on the fire of stress and worry? Things can go a million different directions, and the more time you spend worrying about the possibilities, the less time you'll spend focusing on taking that action that will calm you down and keep your stress under control. Calm people know that asking what if will only take them to the place they don't want to go or need to go. So as I said, it's good to prepare. It's good to put effort. It's good to be prepared, but don't worry about it. Don't think of the worst case scenario. That is not going to help you. The next thing they do is they stay positive. That's why we're here. Positive thoughts help make stress intermittent by focusing your brain's attention onto something that is completely stress-free, like you giving yourself the gift of taking the time to listen to the show where I want to connect with you and share some love and make you laugh and help you learn, and we'll all be better people and we will be stress-free. That's, you know, as I said, easier said than done. A lot of stuff happens. A lot of stuff has happened to me. Believe me, I could go on all day about it, but I don't want to focus on that. Today's a new day. I woke up. Yay. I'm healthy. Yay. And you're listening and we're connecting. And I have this opportunity to bring these moments and these thoughts to you. And that is such a great gift. Another thing that successful people do to keep calm is they disconnect. Now, don't do that now. But, you know, it's important to have balance in your life. They take some time to get off the grid. They can help keep your stress under control. If you're working all the time and you're always focusing on where you got to be and what you got to do, well, get off the grid a little bit and that will help you. They limit their caffeine intake. Drinking caffeine triggers the release of adrenaline, and that's the source of the fight or flight response. So you might want to take a back on the caffeine, and then they sleep. I worked early mornings for a long time, and I was sleep-deprived for many years, and that's so bad for you in so many ways. So if you want to stay calm and be successful, you got to get some sleep. We have a couple more of those, and I'm going to get back to those in a minute, but I know my special guest this morning has a certain amount of time that she is available, so I want to bring her on right now. It's about laughter. I can find humor in pretty much every situation, and I love to laugh and not take anything too seriously. So I was interested to hear about laugh yoga, and I came across a group in the Detroit area, Ann Arbor to be exact, called Ann Arbor Laughs. And I am delighted to have Diane Gledhill. She's a certified laughter yoga leader. Join us on today's Inspiration. Hi, Diane.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm laughing my way through the day. How about you?
Best
there you
do
go.
It.
Yep. Tell us what. You know, people hear yoga and they think, oh, I can't do yoga. I can't bend in those positions, and it's really hard to do. But this is a different kind of yoga. Tell us about laugh yoga.
Yeah, the yoga part is kind of misleading, I guess. The yoga part refers to the breathing that you do, because as you're heartily laughing, you're, you know, breathing extra hard, and that's the cardio. It's also a cardio workout, because as you're, you know, that's the cardio, of course, you're breathing and getting your heart pumping and whatnot. So it's not yoga poses as in your typical yoga. It's the breathing aspects of yoga, I guess. There's a few stretches minorly just to, you know, limber up your body so you don't, you know, pull any, you know, side muscles while you're laughing. Or somebody just pointed out this weekend about your cheek muscles getting hurt or getting stressed out when you're laughing hard.
Really?
So
your face,
like,
cheek?
Yeah, because as you're laughing, you know, your cheek muscles are naturally engaged while you're laughing. So there's like a lion pose where you stick your tongue out and you stretch your cheek muscles. That kind of helps to relax, but those are the only kind of stretches. It's just kind of like, you know, minor, you know, reaching up toward the sky or.
So anybody can do it. That's
know.
What you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine for kids, the old, you know, or any age, any. You just have to watch your own body, what it's telling you, and not do what your body tells you not to do, I guess.
I was with family last week, and we love to laugh, and I was laughing so hard, it was like hurting my core, which I thought was a good thing, because I thought I was giving my core a laughter workout, right?
Yeah, it's the best way to work the abs, I guess.
So you all get together, because people come, you meet in Ann Arbor, and you have laughter yoga gatherings, and you do a little warm-up, and then what do you do next?
Yeah, they're little exercises to make you laugh for no reason or to bring out the childlike state in everybody. Like there's one called a milkshake laugh, where you pretend like you're making, a chocolate milkshake or whatever your favorite flavor is, and so you get a canister of ice cream and a canister of chocolate, and then you kind of pour them together while you're pouring them, instead of you'd make like dirt or ha 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 type noises while you're mixing it together, and then as you shake it up, you're ha 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 ha, and you gulp it down, ha 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 ha. So it's kind of like different exercises to make you laugh for no, or just because your body doesn't or your brain doesn't know the difference between real laughter and fake laughter, so you're kind of just doing things just to laugh without any jokes or without any real stimulus to make you laugh. You're just like fake laughter, or, you know, like I say, fake it till you make it. So you just kind of laugh until can't
you're
laugh anymore,
laughing.
You know, till you're, yeah.
Is it embarrassing? I mean, are people just sitting around looking at each other like, or do you're there and you just get into it and you know it's worth the benefits?
Yeah, you just get into it. You're just laughing, and you're not. Sorry, I'm in a noisy area. Yeah, you just kind of laugh, and you're there with people that are laughing with you. So you're not really in it. I kind of chose a serene, private location for our session, so there's not really anyone watching you you know, like, what are those crazy people doing? So it shouldn't, there shouldn't be any embarrassing situations.
I know you recently, now people, since this is an online radio show, could be listening all over the world, but I know you recently participated in the Ann Arbor, Michigan Summer Festival. Were you out on the lawn having doing laugh yoga?
Yeah, we were out on the Power Center lawn.
How'd
that
go?
That was really good. I had about 30 people or so join me, and we laughed for about an hour, and everybody seemed to really enjoy it. And I got a strenuous workout laughing and then trying to... be in control and explain the exercises and whatnot.
They say laughter is contagious. So I'm thinking with a group of 30 people, that was probably pretty good. Probably one person was fueling the other.
Yeah. It's better if you have a group. So you're working off each other, and you know they might do something funny that'll make you laugh. Or, you know, it's kind of a group shared laugh, I guess, or I don't know.
Is there comedy? Do you tell jokes, or is it just like ha ha ha? And
no,
then you start.
Yeah, it's strictly just exercises to, like I said, laugh for no reason. It's like fake. Fake laughter until you're actually laughing for real. Just pretending with different situations, like One thing that I like is you can do it anywhere, whatever you have on a bad day or a stressful day, you can just pull out your cell phone and pretend like you're talking to somebody and they're telling you something funny. You can just laugh and laugh, and everybody around you will think you're just, you know, talking to somebody on the phone and laugh, and they won't realize you're just laughing it with yourself.
Really?
But that's kind of a way to, it's a stress reliever because, you know, I got a parking ticket recently.
Uh-oh.
And originally I was kind of upset and like, you know, and as I was driving, I just decided, I'm just going to laugh about it. You know, what else can you do? And just kind of, I just started laughing, and instantly I was relieved and just kind of, I don't know, you know, I had a different take out on life, I guess.
Well, there's been research about how laughter, how good it is. Doesn't it reduce your stress hormones and maybe program your brain to relax a little bit? Are you into the research aspect of laughter at all?
A little bit, yeah, it does. You know, like they say, sometimes all you can do is laugh and just it kind of gives you a different way on feeling or outlook on life. Is, you know, sure, you can get upset and let things bother you, or you can take the other route and just kind of shrug it off and learn to laugh things off and, just kind of always look for the good in things, I guess. And
that's exactly what I do, and that's what the show is all about, and that's why I was intrigued to find out about laughter yoga. But why? So it sounds like people get together and you're just sharing some energy and you're laughing and you're lighthearted and you're letting it all go. But what's the yoga part?
So that's the breathing aspect of the so as you're heartily laughing, you're breathing really hard or harder, and that's getting the heart pumping, and so it's not yoga as in yoga poses. It's just the air intake and the breathing force part of yoga. It's mainly so, like a laughter circle, you know, like a drumming circle, except for your the laughing circle. Like, I don't
I
know
love
if that
it.
Helps
now,
explain it.
Do you see it as a growing trend?
Yeah, so it was started back in the mid-90s. By Dr. Gataria over in India. So it's a worldwide trend, I guess. It's, you know, you can find videos on YouTube about that. So you can actually just do it in your house and, you know, pull up a YouTube video and laugh along with them, or you can go out and you find a circle in your area and go out and laugh with the group, or you can just train yourself to, you know, laugh 5 minutes before going to bed at night or whatever, you know, while you're in the shower.
Sure, and I love the fake phone call thing. So if you're having a hard day, just pick up your phone and just like start laughing. I think it's contagious. I have a good friend, and we love to laugh. And we were sitting in a coffee shop laughing it up one morning, and a man actually came up to us and said, "You guys have been laughing for an hour now." And I was hoping that was a good thing. I was hoping he wasn't. He thought that was a good thing that we were laughing and enjoying our time together. Well, I think it was.
Yeah, Lisa, it does become contagious. You find yourself laughing just in general in life. The more you practice laughter yoga, the more laughter becomes second nature to you, and you can, you know, you just always see the funny things in life, I guess.
That's right. If you're challenged, I'll send you a picture of me in a bathing suit. Diane Gledhill is a certified laughter yoga leader. Do you have a website or any contact information you'd like to share? Does a favor for you talking to us today? Or just people looking up on their own?
Yeah, we're meeting every Friday night from 6 to 6:30 at Medford Pavilion. It's part of County Farm Park. My email address is Diane, D-I-A-N-E, 82103@yahoo.com. And I can send them information with, you know, map links and whatnot on how to get there. And, I don't know, so once a week from 6 to 6:30 we'll be laughing with each other and hopefully starting the weekend out on a positive note and letting the stress of the week, you know, ease away. And
all right. It sounds great. And, of course, if you don't live in the Detroit area, you can just find your own local place for lap yoga. Diane Gledhill, a certified laughter yoga leader. I'm sorry?
Sorry, yeah, there's a worldwide website, laughteryoga.org, I think. But anyway, if you just search laughter yoga, you'll come up with Dr. Kataria's worldwide website, and you can search whatever city you're closest to, and it'll tell you where the closest circle is, or where the closest laughter circle is.
All right, Diane, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I know you're in the middle of something else. That's Diane Gledhill. She's a certified laughter yoga leader telling us about laughter yoga. I was always interested in that, and it was good to learn more about it because I'm all about love and laughter. You got to laugh. As I said, you got to not – I don't take too much very seriously because, I mean, some people, I guess, are wired that way. I guess I'm not. I always loved humor, and I love to laugh, and I love to make other people laugh, and I did that on morning radio shows in the Detroit area for many years, and we have a laugh or two here, but I'm more about perspective because I think life is all about perspective and being in the moment and just enjoying the ride. One of my favorite songs is by James Taylor called The Secret to Life, and The Secret to Life is enjoying the passage of time. And I know there's a lot of bigger things. I know a lot of people have religion, and a lot of people have jobs, and you got to earn a living, and you got to pay your bills, and you got to raise your kids. I know there's a lot going on out there, but it doesn't do any good to get all caught up in it. It's just better to breathe and laugh and take it moment by moment and have some gratitude. Before the phone call, we were talking about how successful people stay calm, because we all want to be successful, and you see people out in the world and nothing seems to get them down. And I found this article in Forbes magazine, and we talked, of course, about gratitude, limiting caffeine, getting sleep, disconnecting a little bit, avoid asking what if. Where is that going to get you? I mean, I'm all about, again, about planning and putting effort into things, but don't sit there and think about the worst case scenario. And a couple more things from that article. They squash negative self-talk. A big step in managing stress involves stopping negative self-talk in its tracks. The more you think about those negative thoughts, the more power you give them. So let them go. As soon as they come into your mind, bye-bye. No, that's not going to happen. No, I am not a loser. No, I'm not going to eat that cookie. Oh, well. Well, two out of three is in bed. But most of our negative thoughts are just thoughts. They're not facts. When you find yourself believing the negative and pessimistic things your inner voice says, it's time to stop writing down. That's a good way to deal with it. Literally stop what you're doing and write them down. And then throw it away or burn the paper. I don't know, whatever works for you. But you can, don't let those negative thoughts boil around in your brain. And then you reframe your perspective. It's all the big P, the big word of the day, perspective, everything. Stress and worry are fueled by our own perception of events. It's easy to think that unrealistic deadlines, unforgiving bosses, and out-of-control traffic are the reasons we're stressed all the time. You can't control what's going on around you, but you can control what's going on in your head. If you are telling yourself everything's going to be wrong and nothing's going to work out, then stop and reframe the situation. It's all about your perspective. You have a choice. I mean, it may take a little time and it may take a little effort. Believe me, I wasn't in a great mood today when I woke up, and there's a lot of stuff happening around me all the time. But I'm not gonna waste today. It's a beautiful day. I woke up. I always say, when any day when something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, then that's a good day. And by that, those are health perspectives. You know, had a tooth chip off a couple of weeks ago. That wasn't good. And people wake up and with all sorts of situations. And you know what? If you're healthy, if you're listening right now, then you need to have some gratitude and be grateful for this moment. And it's going to be okay. Another thing that successful people do to stay calm, they breathe. That sounds so silly maybe, but I find myself, if I'm feeling stressed, I think, I'm not breathing. It's not like, of course, you have some breath going on, but you really got to deep breathe and train your brain to focus on what's going on right now and take a couple of minutes to focus on your breathing. And I think, when I used to hear that, I used to think, that's just dumb. I'm like, come on, we're all breathing. I wouldn't be alive if I wasn't breathing. But you got to do some deep breathing. You got to get some oxygen in there. And you got to, it doesn't take long. One of my favorite meditation teachers is David G, DavidJi. And he has lots of meditations, free meditations that you can get online. And he does the 16 seconds to calm. And you just breathe in for 4 seconds. You hold it 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds and hold that for 4 seconds. 16 seconds. Can make a difference in how you're feeling. And it sounds so simple, but breathing can really make a difference. And then the last thing in this article I found out was about how successful people stay calm is they don't freak out when they can't find what they were just about to read, but they have a good support group. I know that's what it was. I keep hearing about that. It's, you know, someone, Jack Fawcett, I had as a guest, said, you are the result of the 5 people you surround yourself with. Who are the 5 people you text or call the most? Who do you spend your most time with? Because they, whether you realize it, are having a big impact on who you are and how you feel. So you might want, if you're not feeling so great, you might want to take a look at who you're spending all your time with. And some of us are in relationships and have children or neighbors or mothers or mother-in-laws, and you're kind of stuck with them. Well, that's when you work on yourself, because you can't change other people. I can't change you. I can only tell you how I feel and what I think and how I see things, and you can hear it and you can make a decision, but I cannot change you. Lisa Berry cannot change you. Only you can change you. So think about who the people are that you are spending the most time with. Who are you calling and texting? And who do you watch on Facebook and follow? And what kind of impact are they having on you? There's this thing going on Facebook this week. Everyone, I think I can say this word, everyone is taking a quiz on how itchy with a B they are. And I'm thinking, what is this about? And the people are like, oh, I'm 65% itchy with a B. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Why aren't we taking quizzes about how loving we are? Why aren't we taking quizzes about how helpful we are? That is what life is all about. It's not about yourself. And why would you want to be itchy with a bee? Where does that get you? You know, you want to be nice to people. We're all walking on this planet, and we're all going through the same stuff, and we're all just struggling and trying to do the best that we can. So why are you taking a Facebook quiz about how itchy with a bee, if you know what I mean? I don't want to say the word. I think it's internet radio, and I think I can say whatever I want, but I'm a commercial broadcaster at heart, and I know that as not, when in doubt, take it out. Not a word I want to say. So don't. I don't understand why everyone's doing that. Don't waste your time finding out how nasty you are. What a waste of energy. Put some time into finding out how happy you are. How happy am I? I should make a quiz. Or how loving am I? Or what can I do for somebody today? Marianne Williamson, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's been around, written many books, very inspirational. It was her birthday the other day. And she put it out there, it's my birthday, it's my gift. Everybody do something for somebody today that you would not have normally done. And that will be the best gift of all. I thought that was really cool. So, you know, it's all about energy. It's all about the energy you put out there. It's about the energy of the people who are around you. And sometimes you're stuck. Sometimes you got to put some effort into changing those people. If you would like to connect, 646-378-0378 is the phone number to call in live. I know a lot of people listen online, and I appreciate that. That's one of the many great things about Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, that you can listen to the show over and over again anytime you want, and that means a lot to me, too. Something else that I've been working on is Lisa's love notes. As I said, I'm all about love and laughter, and I really like that fake phone call thing. I'm going to try that sometime when I'm having a bad moment. We just heard in our last caller, who is a laugh yoga instructor, if you're having a hard time, pick up your phone and pretend you got a phone call, just start laughing, and it'll change your chemistry. It'll change your brain. It'll change how you're feeling. I'm working on a project to help relax you, and kind of a quick mental break, and I'm calling them Lisa's Love Notes. And I have a new one to share with you today. I love to share with you what you feel about yourself is very important. A quick soothing suggestion to improve your mood, help you relax. And today's Lisa's Love Note is about self-love. So sit back and take a moment, relax, and listen. See if this can make a difference. Yourself like nobody else will. Then you know you have someone to count on, to lean on. Self-love, not ego, me first love. Have an inner strength and an inner knowing that no matter what is going on around you, that you love you, and no one can take that love, that strength, that feeling of well-being away from you. That you know you, that you love yourself, and no matter what, you're going to be okay. Just breathe. Inhale. Exhale slowly. And tell yourself you're okay. You're loved. You give love, you see love, and you feel love. And you love yourself so you can share that love with others. You love you, and that's a love deep down inside that is always there and that you can share. Love yourself. And that is my latest Lisa's Love Notes. I just really believe that. It all starts with loving yourself. And I don't, as I said, not an ego thing. Just be strong. Know who you are. Know what makes you happy. And then all this other stuff that's going on around us is not going to get to you because you have a strong sense of self and self-love. Lisa's Love Notes is on Twitter. It's literally Lisa's Love Notes. And you can follow me on Twitter, and I have a website, and I plan to put them all. That's my third Lisa's Love Notes, and I have a couple others. If you'd like to hear them, email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com, and I can share them with you. I have a passion for happiness, and I'm always anxious and eager to read or absorb anything I can to find out about it. I think that comes from my not-so-happy childhood, and once I realized it was my turn to control my life or my turn to do what I want to do, I didn't have to worry about my parents or anybody else. Then I thought, I'm going to forgive them. They did the best job that they could. And forgiveness is so huge. If being mad at somebody is like drinking poison and thinking you're affecting them and you're just poisoning yourself. That's not the girl. There's an actual quote. I should write it down. But the point is, you being mad and you not forgiving somebody is not hurting them. They don't even know. It's all in your head. So don't waste your time being angry with people. Forgive them and be happy. So I came across a Harvard study this week on the secrets to a happy and purposeful life. Isn't that what we all want? It's called the Harvard Grant Study. And ironically, or that's the right use of the word. It didn't include any women. We're the happy, loving ones. Sorry, men. Men can be too. And if you are, please email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I always love to connect with people. But they followed 268 male Harvard undergraduates from the class of 1938 to 40, so they're now into their 90s. They've been around for years. They followed them for 75 years. And this is what they found out, the secrets to a happy and purposeful life. And guess what they said? Number one, love is really all that matters. It seems obvious, but doesn't make it any less true. Love is a key to a happy and fulfilling life. The study's most important finding is that the only thing that matters in life is relationships. A man could have a successful career, money, and good physical health, but without supportive, loving relationships, he wouldn't be happy. Now, isn't that interesting? Because I think relationships are not easy, whether they're with a partner or a parent or a child or a friend. Maybe I'm so sensitive, I don't know, but I think relationships are never easy. But love is the most important thing, and good relationships are also as important as well. Also, in this study, they found out that, I have to find it here, it's about more than money and power. The study found that acquiring more money and power doesn't correlate to greater happiness. Now, let's think about that one for a minute. Money and power. The more money and the more power you have does not make you happy. Well, it doesn't correlate to greater happiness. It could make you happy. Sure, it makes you happy. That you'd be kidding yourself if you didn't say, money doesn't make you happy, but it can make you happier. It can give you choices. But I guess what they're saying for this story is that that should not be your main focus in life. They found that contentment in the late 70s was not even suggestively associated with social class or the man's income. The only thing that matters is that you're happy or content with your work. So isn't that interesting? They found that contentment in the late 70s was even more suggestively associated with social class, but not the social class or the income. Regardless of how we begin life, we can all become happier. There is hope. One of the men in the study had fairly bleak prospects for life satisfaction. He had the lowest rating for future stability of all the people and had actually previously attempted suicide. But at the end of his life, he was one of the happiest. Why? Because he spent his life searching for love. I hope he found it. Maybe that's what I'm doing. He spent his life searching for love. So, and love is everywhere, and love is the most important thing. So I guess if you're focusing on love, then that is part of the secrets to a happy and purposeful life. I'm talking about a Harvard study here, and what they studied people for 75 years, all men, and they found other things like connection is crucial, joy is connection. The more areas in your life you can make connection, the better. Yay, I love that. That's why I do the show. Connect with me, email me, lisaloveberry @gmail.com. How can I make your life better? I want to connect with you. I think that love and being happy and connection is very crucial. A life connection goes on. As life goes on, they become more important. We talked to Dr. Rudy Tanzi last week, and if you haven't heard that interview, it's right here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, July 2nd. You must listen to it. He is wonderful. It was so great of him to share the time, and he has discovered several Alzheimer's genes. He works at Harvard University in Boston. And one of the best things you can do to combat Alzheimer's is to be social and have connections. I don't understand people I don't want to say be alone. I shouldn't judge you. If you like to be alone, that's great. But I'm all about the more loving people I connect with, the better. And also challenges and the perspective they give you can make you happier. Now that's interesting. The journey from immaturity to maturity is sort of a movement from narcissism to connection, but the big part of the shift had to do with the way we deal with challenges. Coping mechanisms, the capacity to make good out of bad, have a significant effect on social support and overall well-being. The secret is replacing narcissism, a single-minded focus on your own emotional situations, with mature coping defenses. Mother Teresa had a perfectly terrible childhood, and her inner spiritual life was very painful, but she had a highly successful life by caring about other people. I couldn't agree with him more. It's about, life is not about you. It's about what you can do for other people and looking for love and making connections, and all these things can help you have a happier life. So I hope today that we have connected in some way, and I hope that you will check out the interview from July 2nd or any of the other great interviews that I've done. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to tune in today and listen to me today. And hopefully I helped you have some perspective. And now, I never said life is easy. We all know that there are many, many challenges that we face. But if you love yourself and if you have good perspective and you laugh it all off, then I think you'll have a good start. Email me anytime, Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Lots of great shows archived here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, which you can listen to anytime, anywhere, on your phone, your iPod, and your PC. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thanks so much for listening.